This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahda. Wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, we begin by praising Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sending salutations upon our beloved Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala has given us the opportunity to gather on a Mubarak and blessed and a joyous day. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, when he came to Medina Munawwara and he saw the tribes of Ansar expressing joy and having a day of happiness, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna li kulli qawmin eid, wa hadha eiduna. Each and every nation has a day of happiness, and these are our days of happiness. So this is a day of happiness decreed by our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, an important point to remember is how a nation celebrates, and when it celebrates its days of happiness, tells us a lot about the values of that nation and that deen. We celebrate after we have done righteous deeds during the month of Ramadan. And that is the reason of our happiness. And indeed, that is the greatest happiness. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once asked, Mal Iman, what is Iman? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when your good deeds grants you satisfaction, not pride, grants you satisfaction, and when your evil deeds bothers your conscience, then that is a sign of Iman. When your good deeds grant you satisfaction and your evil deeds bothers your conscience, that is the sign of Iman. And how do we celebrate? Amazing. Nations in the world, when there is the day of happiness, they will dance and they will feast and they will have music. Look at our days of happiness. We have gathered here to remember Allah Ta'ala. So when we celebrate, how we celebrate, tells us a lot with regard to our values, which are unique. My dear respected elders and brothers, on this particular occasion, at the end of Ramadan, we normally, at the ikhtitam and the conclusion of anything, the Sharia has taught us that we end off something with an attitude of khawf and raja. Khawf and raja, fear and hope. And why, how do we create this balance? And why do we do so? Fear that although we might have attempted to do good deeds in Ramadan, we have not been able to do justice to the blessedness of the month of Ramadan. And despite the blessedness of the month of Ramadan, sometimes we still committed sin. So we have fear that, Ya Allah, do not take us to task with regard to the shortcomings that we did not on ordinary days, but even in the month of Ramadan. On one hand, we have fear. On the other hand, we have hope. We have hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the efforts that we did in the month of Ramadan. There were people who stood in Taraweeh for long periods of time, and I'm amazed. You never find it anywhere else. People don't know the language, but they stand for long periods of time. You think Allah Ta'ala will not take that into account? Inna Allaha la yudhi'u ajra al-muhsinin. Allah never allows anyone's effort to go to waste. Says Allah in the Quran, Inna Allaha la yudhi'u ajra al-muhsinin. Allah will never allow anyone's effort to go to waste. Allah Ta'ala is aware. We find in our communities small children, upon whom fasting is not compulsory. And you find that they are the ones who took pride in keeping fast. My grandchildren took pride. Today we did a full fast. Subhanallah, it was 7-8 years. You think Allah will not take that into account? Huh? Allah Ta'ala is merciful. So we end with khawf and hope. There is an incident, and I will make, there are so many incidents, but this one is mentioned in the hadith, so I will make mention of it. A person from the previous time, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he committed 99 murders. So the words of the hadith are very instructive. He thought that I want to change my life. And when he thought about changing his life, he went to a rahib. The hadith says he went to a rahib. Rahib means a worshipper, not an alim. And that is why you find the reason why Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, one alim is more difficult upon shaitan than 100 worshippers. So he went to this rahib. He said, I want to change. The rahib said, no, you committed 99 murders. No chance for your career. You're going to Jahannam. Huh? People are very quick nowadays to put people in Jahannam. So then he said, you are now, you know, going to Jahannam. So he said, you're not even giving me hope. So in our terms, you will say, let me finish the century. Finished him also up. Completed 100 murders. Then someone told him, there is a very wise alim. Very wise, who is kind, compassionate, not harsh. Go to him. So he went to him, and he was on his way when Allah Ta'ala took his ruh. And at that particular time, the two farishtas, the two angels came together. The angels of punishment. He committed 100 murders, we are going to take his soul. The angels of mercy came. He was on his way for reformation. We are going to take his soul. The matter went to Allah. Allah Ta'ala decided, see which place is more nearer. Is the place where he committed the sin nearer? Or is the place where he was going to reform and to repent nearer? Ulama have said that Allah Ta'ala brought the place where he was going, made it more further. And it was found that that place was more, you know, nearer. That place was more nearer. Allah Ta'ala made it such. So Allah Ta'ala told the angels of mercy, take his souls. The one who committed 100 murders, but his intention was to change, Allah Ta'ala commanded the angels of mercy to take his soul after committing 100 murders. I make an appeal to all of us here. Make the intention to change. Such is the impact of the intention to change. Do you make this intention? Inshallah, this Ramadan, whatever we did, we make an intention to change. This is the impact of an intention to change. Brothers, let me also say, at this particular juncture and critical juncture in our ummah, there is a need for us to be united. There is so much of benefit in unity. We saw in Ramadan, you know, amazingly how Allah Ta'ala created love, muhabbat, there was unity. There wasn't the normal type of different types of, you know, disharmony that we had. Then you saw closer to the time of, you know, end of Ramadan. Now you see, now shaitan is getting loose. Then you saw all the fitna starting. But in Ramadan, you find such great, beautiful unity and beautiful harmony. Let us keep and let us strive towards that. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, Yadullahi ala al-jama'ah. The hand of Allah Ta'ala is on the united lot. Maulana Yusuf Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, the son of Maulana Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, used to say, until the ummah is not united, Allah Ta'ala's assistance will not come. Allah Ta'ala's assistance will not come. Allah's assistance will come when this ummah is united. Let us strive towards that. Mufti Zainul Abidin came to South Africa many years back, and in Azadville, he gave this example. He said, sometimes you take expensive wood on its own, it does not have value. You put it together, it becomes expensive furniture. When we are united, that's how our value increases. And then he gave the example, the heart is very valuable, but the heart is valuable when it is attached to the body. Take the heart out of the body, keep it separate. In 1 day, 2 days, even a dog will not eat that heart. It is only valuable when it is attached to the body, when it is united. Therefore, we must strive towards this. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, Ala ukhbirukum, Should I not tell you something? Bi afzala darajata qaimil layli wa sa'imin nahar. More valuable than nafil fast, nafil roza, and nafil ibadat and salat. Bala ya Rasulullah, tell us ya Rasulullah, al-islahu dhat al-bayn. Bring people together. Bring people together. Because this unity and this harmony, sayyidah wa bilawat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hi al-haliqah, it shaves off. And because shaving has got to do with the hair, he said, I don't say it shaves off your hair. It shaves off your deen. This harmony and creating this unity shaves off your deen. It is amazing that we don't seem to understand this. Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, the son of Maulana Ilyas Sahib, in his last bayan, made mention, which has been translated in English, and he made mention of this. He said, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will put a person in Jahannam, and he will say, Ya Allah, why are you putting me in Jahannam? And you know what the answer will be? Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has made mention of it. He said, the Ummah was at a critical time, and you said a statement, you broke the Ummah, therefore you're going into Jahannam. Critical time, you posted something that created more confusion. Do we realize the consequences of what we are doing? And then a person who was not so pious, he, Allah will put him in Jannat. And he will say, Ya Allah, why are you putting me in Jannat? And he said, the Ummah was at a critical time. You did an action. You said a statement. You brought the Ummah together. This is the importance with regard to it. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith that Man faraqa al-jama'ata shibran, he who remains separated from the united lot, from the united ummah, even to the extent of one handspan, it's a warning for those who went against the unanimity of the ummah. You have taken off the yoke of Islam from your neck. You have gone on from the ummah to the extent of one shibr, one handspan. You have taken off the yoke of Islam from your neck. Brothers, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always brought two people together. One day, there was a dispute in Quba. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the people, Banu Amr bin Auf, the tribe were disputing. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba, Idhabu bina nuslihu bainahum. Let us go and reconcile them. When he came back, that's amongst the few occasions that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a masbuk. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came late for Asr. And Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala led the prayers. But such was the importance to create unity that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went and he got late for Asr salat. On one occasion, a very interesting incident. You know, that there was a sahabi by the name of Abdullah bin Hadrad. He was owing Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala some money and he took late in repaying it. So Ka'b bin Malik met him in the masjid. And there were some words, voices were raised. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in his room. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam formed his room. Ka'ab, bring down the amount that he's owing you. Give some concession. Ka'ab said, Ya Rasulullah, I give concession to this extent. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abdullah, pay him immediately that amount. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reconciled, and the two people were reconciled. Therefore, it is said, Afzalu sadaqati islahu dhat al-bayn. The greatest sadaqah is to bring people together and bring the community together. In Targhim and Tarhib, this hadith is made mention. Man aslaha bayna nas, aslaha Allahu amrahu. He who reconciles people, Allah will make his affairs correct. Yes, you make an attempt to reconcile people, Allah will correct your affairs. And the converse is also true. You create disunity, you will see that there will be no barakah in your life. Your whole life will become upside down. And we have seen it. The people who create disunity, you will find that their affairs are not correct. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us all these things. And one of the things that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught is, stop circulating unverified news. In ja'akum fasikum binaba'in fatabayyanu. If anyone comes to you with any news, verify it before you post it. Otherwise you will do something that is a cause of regret. And many a times you and I, we will say, yeah, but I heard people are saying, or how we do in today's time, send something forward. We don't know the verification as received. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kafa bil mar'i kadiban ay yuhaditha bi kulli ma sami'a. It is enough for a person to be called a liar that he relates whatever he hears. I'm just forwarding it as received. That person who only sends things on the basis of as received, in the words of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he's a liar. And one of the reasons, my dear respected brothers, and I will, this is my last point. One of the reasons we need unity is because of what is happening in the world today. Ya Allah, we do not know the reasons. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. We know today we have a certain degree of reconciliation, peace. We can sit in this particular time, gather together to read Eid. We make dua that Allah ta'ala give us further security in our homes, inshallah, in our country. Together with all the duas we make, we must make dua Allah ta'ala rectify and amend the situation in this country. After all, we have been here for so long, centuries. Allah has given us a certain degree of freedom in our religion. We must make dua that Allah ta'ala maintains that. We have to play a role with regard to it. We have to put our shoulder to the wheel. We can't just sit back in our, you know, homes and not make any effort. We have to make an effort to make this country a better place to live in. After all, how many people and how many percentage of the people are going to migrate? How many people can afford to migrate? 3%? 2%? So where are the other 97% of the people going to go? If we are going to stay here, then it is our duty that we make dua that Allah Ta'ala grants us stability, Allah grants peace, Allah Ta'ala keep us away from crime, and we make an effort. You play your role. Whatever it needs to be done, you play your role. People say that the streets are not clean. Okay, that's something that authorities are supposed to do. That is not in your control. At least keep the veranda of yours clean. See to it the outside of your house is clean. Play your role. So in this particular way, that is our inside, internal. Look at what's happening in Gaza. My dear respected elders and brothers, today each and every one, we have to keep this in mind. We have to temper our days of joy today if Eid. We have to temper our indulgence. Keep it in mind, the situation of the people of Gaza. Temper that particular situation. 33,000 people killed. Ya Allah, we don't know the reason. Allah knows best. We are very quick to judge as if we have received wahi from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who knows? These people are going through such great trials. And look at their steadfastness. Ya Allah, if 33,000 people were killed in our community, what would be the situation of the community? Yet we got the audacity to pass judgment on people in which 33,000 people have been killed. We don't look at the other side. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَيْ يُتْرَكُوا أَيْ يَقُولُوا عَمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. You think Allah will just make you say Iman and bring Iman and Allah will not test you? And when Allah Ta'ala tests you, Allah Ta'ala grants you a rank beyond what you can imagine. Allah knows, maybe Allah Ta'ala is testing them. And if Allah Ta'ala is testing them, Allah knows with regard to His wisdom. What we will say is, if Allah is testing them, then there is no more greater people. There is no more greater people that have been put to test than the people of Gaza. No more greater people. Yesterday we read the president of Ismail Haniyeh. His three children and grandchildren who died, and what did he say? The blood of the Palestinian people is more valuable than the blood of my own children. Can any one of us have that type of courage and conviction? And yet we are quick to judge. Ya Allah, we make dua that Allah Ta'ala grant them steadfastness. We make dua that Allah Ta'ala grant them victory. We make dua that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala give them further courage with regard to their resistance. They are sacrificing themselves, driven by nothing but their fear and conviction in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And remember, my dear respected brothers, this is not something new. I will read one ayat of the Holy Quran as we come to the conclusion. And that is Fir'aun. Fir'aun did the same thing. Inna Fir'auna ala fil ard. Says Allah in the Holy Quran, Fir'aun was dominant and he was high-handed in the earth. Today the same thing. The powers are high-handed. They don't care about anything. وَجَعَلَ أَهْلَهَا شِيَعًا. He made people into different regions and different sects. He created disunity. So today we find the same thing. The Fir'auns of this time, they are also creating disunity and creating sects within the Muslim Ummah, and we are falling to that. إِنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ عَلَىٰ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَجَعَلَ أَهْلَهَا شِيَعًا يَسْتَضْعِفُ طَائِفَةً مِّنْهُمْ. He punished some people, he rewarded some people. وَيُذَبِّحُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيِي نِسَاءَهُمْ. Ya Allah, then he slaughtered some of the people, he slaughtered the children, and he kept the woman alive for them because they are vulnerable. Don't you see the reality, what is happening, the Fir'aun of today doing the same thing? Then he changed the narration. He changed the narrative. So Musa alayhi salam told him, Arsil ma'ana bani Israel. Send with me bani Israel and do not punish them. And he said, Inna hadani lasahirani yuridani ayyukhrijakum. Oh my people, Musa and Harun, they want to take you out of your homeland. Ya Allah, today the enemies are saying the same thing. The Palestinians want to take the people out of their homeland. So they put the blame that side. So this happened. And then what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, Musa alayhi salam made dua. So let us also make dua. رَبَّنَا اطْمِسْ عَلَىٰ أَمْوَالِهِمْ وَاشْدُدْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ فَلَا يُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى يَرَوُ الْعَذَابَ الْعَلِيمِ. Oh Allah, this Fir'aun is using his wealth against the Muslims of the time. And do not let him die until he sees your punishment. Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ أُجِيبَتْ دَعْوَتُكُمَا. Oh Musa, we have accepted your dua. Ulama say that although he made this dua, it took 40 or 70 years before the completion of the dua. Fir'aun was destroyed. The Fir'auns of this time will also be destroyed. Say Ameen, inshallah. They will be destroyed. And never lose hope. Never become despondent. Never. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمْ وَلَعَلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنُونَ وَلَا إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Don't lose hope. Don't lose heart. You will be victorious if you are believers. Nor did Allah Ta'ala only give us consolation. He also told us the way to achieve victory. And although, you know, the time is up, but there's one point that I just want to say, just to show you how we must not lose and must not become despondent and not lose hope. In the Battle of Uhud, then the news went, Inna Muhammadan qad mat, Muhammad has been killed. So Sahaba, they lost, some of them lost. You know, they became, in some way, they became disappointed. And they said, what is the use of living after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed on? So it's a natural reaction because they love Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much. Allah Ta'ala revealed, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرَّسُولِ أَفَإِمْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلْ إِنْ قَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ عَقَابِكُمْ. If Muhammad is killed, and if he were to be martyred, later on it was not true, they gathered, and then this verse, if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were to have been martyred, were you going to lose and turn away from deen? Just think about that. And my last point. If Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam were to have been martyred in the battle, were you going to become despondent and turn away from religion? Allah Ta'ala, you know, warned that don't become despondent. We say the same thing. Even if we sometimes feel hurt, even if there are 30,000 or 30,000 people who have been martyred, if the passing away of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the martyrdom of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not supposed to make us feel despondent, then whose life is more valuable than that? And even in this, we will still feel and we will still have conviction in our religion. Will we have that conviction still? That in Islam, there is victory. And in Islam is our success. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. One or two announcements, inshallah, as we go towards the end of Ramadan. Just 2 weeks after Ramadan, there will be the Ijtima. And we make dua that Allah Ta'ala make it a successful one, fulfill the objectives of the Ijtima. And each and everyone is requested to be part of that, inshallah.